Hello, we're going to read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We continue from excerpt number 45. You can send us questions to Kapla.tv or Sviva Tova, and we'll ask selected questions during the lesson.
Excuse me. Yes, we need to continue with our work. There's always work to do there. It's not like in the rest of the world. We see how the world is just now beginning to feel that it's difficult for it to take on a new form. And there will come many problems and questions, general helplessness. We are beginning to feel the extent to which the world doesn't know how to take it, what will happen, what is going to happen, where are the old systems, where are they? They're not operating, they're vanishing, disappearing, something new is required, and what? We don't know, humanity doesn't know how to organize itself properly. And through all these things, we need to look at all these changes constantly occurring, mixing us up and human society globally and every nation, the whole world. The world is undergoing change. It's renewing. And perhaps for the first time here, the world doesn't know what form it needs to take, and even though it may describe some form that perhaps it can envision, some form that nature is bringing, inviting, but we, the egoistic human beings, don't agree to it. So, in short, we, along with you, we learn what to do in our inner work, and we need to think of how to feel the state of the world as quickly as possible, and of how to approach it, how to advance towards it. How to explain to the world what form it truly needs to take so the transition doesn't occur through wars and great long-term corrections, through great suffering. But instead that we'd be able to do it quickly and easily, and in a way that is understood and is pleasant, with our clothing, where we explain to humanity how to turn these birth pangs, these contractions, it feels now, into an easy process, changes which are understood, and therefore, at least because of that, at least they become more comfortable and convenient. Many questions. There are many questions. We see the map of the world here. Toronto, Moscow, Florida, Israel, Baltia, Asia, and so on. How can we, as quickly as possible, achieve a connection between us, such a connection between us where out of this proper connection we will be able to bestow upon this whole system, influence the whole system, not through words or writing or anything like that, but from our inner force, because we are the engine, we are the center. So we can affect humanity in such a way where humanity will begin to understand on its own what to do. People will suddenly begin to understand, oh, the solution needs to be this and that. How do you know? This is what I understand. Who told you? Nobody. This is what it seems to me. This is how I think. You see, we are the inner engine of the world. If we think correctly about this connection, the correction, right, the connection between people, each one helps his friend, we will be able to come to a state where the, where our feeling, our knowledge, our inclination, our inclinations will pass on to everyone else, and the world will find it easy to accept. So why am I saying this now at the beginning of the lesson? Let's think about it all the time. What we are now studying, we want at least some of it to influence the whole of humanity. And then this coronavirus, which came to change the world, to change humanity, will change it, will change society, the environment, and everyone. It will change it in a good way, relatively easily, in a way that everyone understands, that they feel to be right, that the only change is towards proper connection and flourishing again. So let's return to our topic, the work in Faith Above Reason, selected excerpts from the sources. Which excerpt?
From 45.
Go ahead.
The excerpt is from Rabash, what is a flood of water in the work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. And since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete, but quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages and what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, shalom, since he needs the two lines, that is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Again,
the law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines.
The middle line is actually the King's Road, the right path we should follow. The right line, those are the qualities of the Creator. The left line, that's the qualities of the created being. But the middle line is a line where both the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being connect together and align our exertion towards the purpose of creation, the Creator, where the created being and the Creator become one. So the rule is,
and the rule is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason,
This is the quality of the Creator, which the created being receives above reason.
And the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete.
He feels who he is himself, the created being.
But quite the contrary, is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines.
Right and left, the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being. And the extent to which he can combine them together, he can advance.
That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do, rather he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind.
Meaning that he looks at the qualities of the Creator, which he discovers, and although he cannot actually grasp them, absorb them, this appears to him as an example of what needs to happen in the future.
But if he has no mind and reason
of his own
to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Yes, meaning that you have both the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being here, and of both of them he needs to create the middle line himself. For the time being, he changes all the time. Each time he will discover the Creator in a different way on the right line, and he will discover himself in a different form, and he will learn how they need to merge, how they need to be connected, or connected one above the other, the qualities of man, and above it, the qualities of the Creator, together. And so, each time he assembles the qualities of the Creator above the qualities of the created being, again and again, by that he builds his middle line, and so he advances until the qualities of the created being will become closer and closer to the qualities of the Creator, and then his above reason will be greater and greater. You read it twice, yes?
Yeah.
I don't see any questions. Oh, go ahead. Perhaps you can read again. If not, then we will continue, because these things are difficult. These matters still aren't in us in a way that is ready for action. Read it again, please.
Again, excerpt 45 from What is a Flood of Work of Water in the Work by Rabash. The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete, but quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Latin.
Sí, buenas tardes a todos. ¿Necesitamos un intelecto específico para ir por encima de la razón?
We need a special intellect to go above reason.
Yes, the matter is that a person in this world, you or I, everyone, the person is built of a will to receive, a will to enjoy. And inside that desire to enjoy, he feels the whole of reality. Now, what pertains to his own pleasures, he can feel. Or, to the contrary, what pertains to his problems, his torments, he can feel. Plus or minus, but only with respect to his own egoistic desire. To feel good in life, first of all. That's what we need, that's what our will to receive desires. And here, we come to a new perception. I don't want to feel what's good or bad for me, but to detach from that, to rise above it. And to determine what's real to be what's good for others or what's bad for others. Why? Because by that I begin to see what's outside of me. Otherwise I don't see. In the whole world I can see only what's good or bad for myself personally. And in that, I'm extremely limited. I never leave the limits of this little beast that thinks only about that. It's like a little child, like a baby. He feels only what's good or bad for it. That's all. More than that, he cannot feel. Afterwards, he grows, seemingly begins to integrate, connect with others, and it seems that he begins to understand and see the world. He doesn't understand and see the world. He only sees in a broader sense what's in his best interests and what's to his detriment, and that's how he advances. So our sensor by which we perceive reality is entirely and only the will to receive. And so we need to come to recognize that only in the will to receive, that we are only in the will to receive, and then that is called the created being in this world.
That's what it's called. There is no this world. It all depends on the extent that I perceive reality, my attitude towards what's happening, towards what exists. There are things in this world that I don't feel. I don't feel because my perception is only what will be good for me or what will be bad. And then I don't perceive anything else. If it doesn't enter my sense, my will to receive, not for plus nor for minus, then I don't feel. There could be great things, but I don't feel. And now the Kabbalists say the upper world, that they've already attained it. It's also here. We don't need to fly to the other end of the heavens or the galaxies. It is all here. But I don't feel it. Because I get all of reality only according to my measurement of is it good for me or bad for me. So all of reality is perceived by me according to my small will to receive. How can I start seeing more, understanding more, coming out of myself? So, it is said that it's possible if you rise above your sense of good for me or bad for me, if you attain the quality of bestowal, the quality of faith, that you won't judge everything you feel in comparison to yourself, good or bad, but in comparison to the others. And then, if there are these others, that in comparison to them, you can start relating to all of reality this way, then already you rise above yourself and you reach a new sense, which is called faith above reason. And then you enter a new perception, an external one. A perception that doesn't depend on you. You can feel how someone outside of you feels. And then you have an objective view, relatively. Well, it depends to what extent you can detach from yourself. And then you have an objective view on all of reality that you can reveal. The reality in which you can reveal is 125 degrees, five worlds. This is something that until you reach a complete perception to what is outside of you. And whatever is outside of you is called Bore, Bo Ure, come and see, meaning come and attain what exists. That now, of course, in your will to receive, you do not attain. And you can come and you can attain of what is truly outside of you. And then, when you attain these things, then you understand how you are living, in what nature, and what is happening to you. That's what we need to reach. That's why the method is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive all of this reality, this broad, extensive, infinite reality with respect to me, that I'll be able to receive it. That is why when I start receiving it, I'm called a Kabbalist, that I receive this external reality as it is, not in the way that I receive it in myself, but in the way that it actually is. There are degrees here that I know myself more and more, and I feel reality in the way that it is. And this is how we exit it. So even coming out for the first time, outside of what I currently perceive, I already feel reality as existing, an upper reality, a spiritual reality. And by that, I begin to understand where I exist, why, what for, what's the process I need to go through, what state I need to reach. And before that, we are completely closed and blocked, and we have no possibility to rise above our state. And that is what gives us faith above reason. Let's move on to PT9.
Rav, how do I develop the ability to feel the other?
By making efforts, no other way. More and more and more efforts. And I'm telling you, it's very hard. I'm an egoist, no less than you are, and much more. And I admit that it is very hard. And all degrees, it becomes harder and harder until the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill one another. But most important is not to stop, not to bend over. We continue together forward as much as we can, and we always check ourselves together, not together. What I know if we are together, what I receive if we are together. Meaning together means that I attain a new approach to reality.
But what are these efforts exactly?
These efforts are that I want to feel the reality not as it is felt in me right now that it occurs, but how it takes place in our common mutual sense of ours. I don't know how to say it. You need to try and then you'll understand what it's talking about. About this, it is written, taste and see that the Creator is good. You can't pass it on in words. PT 32.
PT 32.
I heard you said that the only sensor where we can feel the reality is the will to receive. So if I come out of myself, I also come out into a different kind of a will to receive?
Of course we have nothing other than the will to receive. And even when we say the will to bestow, it's a special perception of the will to receive. Only within the will to receive we can feel and sense. The will to bestow is the Creator, but to the extent our will to receive is willing to rise and seemingly resemble the Creator, then to that extent we can feel this what the Creator is and receive. But still, the perception is within the will to receive. And even though the will to receive becomes similar to the Creator, and that's why we call it a will to bestow. PT 19.
Shalom Rav. Ma'ase l'argish et azulat.
Hello. What does it mean to feel the other? Feel his feelings, his thoughts, his point in the heart.
In an effort to try and come out of oneself and connect to the others, by that you begin to feel how you are obligated to annul yourself to the extent that you're capable of living in a way that the other is more than you, to the extent that you can accept it and agree with it. And then in all such things, in all such discernments, you begin to feel what it means to be above your own reason. PT 5.
The need for faith in the sages, what does that mean?
This is something great. Faith in the sages can be that I'm like a small child trying, and trying isn't easy. I'm trying to annul myself towards my teacher, towards the great ones, towards all those that it's written about them in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I try to be like them. That's it. Faith in the sages is something really great that later on in the higher degrees we'll talk about it, that I want to reach the quality of bestowal just like these great ones. That's what it means that I yearn for faith in the sages.
And I do it initially within reason.
You study with what you have. We don't even discern between above reason, within reason. We don't have these discernments. But we already start talking about it, and it starts being somehow built for us. Hebrew 10. Yes. Good morning, Rav. I have a question about the article. If we translate what's written there to a 10, then I say that I'm incomplete, I'm corrupted, that's one. But I don't erase that because you said yesterday this was given to me by the Creator. So I go above my reason. Now the question is, how is it expressed going above reason? Is this in perception of reality? Is this in relation to the 10? Rav, even though you are corrupted, even though you're so terrible and mean and limited, you still go above that towards the quality of bestowal and towards love of others. Through that, the love of the Creator, you aim yourself in such a way as much as you can. And even though you're shown who are you, what are you, etc., despite of that, you still continue. The Creator created you, so you too can be in that. You said that it's a sensor for determining the reality, so I don't let it influence my reality. I don't have words so much. There is a certain attitude towards reality, and I don't let this influence my reality. That's what it means to go above reason. That I discover that I don't care about the friends, that I want to connect with them, and then I don't let it influence my behaviors. Rav, Roy, we'll talk about it in a few more lessons. We are all in such transitions. The most important thing is just to be in it. Let the light do its work on you. That's it. It's good that you're trying this and that, but like he writes here, most important is to annul towards the others, towards the study, and to accept it. It doesn't matter to me what states I'm in, but to accept it upon myself, that is our work here above reason. PT 31. You said before that to reach the middle line you need to make efforts. Can you give some advice how to make efforts that are not too great or not too small? Rav, well, the easiest example is that I see that I'm unsuccessful, I'm not capable of doing it, and I don't know what to do. And alongside with that, in spite of that, I'm going and moving forward. That is called going in faith above reason. Let's say.
Kiev. Kiev, Adin.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот он здесь пишет про веру выше знания, и вы говорили, что я поднимаюсь на...
Hello, dear Rav. He writes here in Faith Above Reason. And you said that there is a state that I'm included in the 10. This is one state of faith above reason. Is there another state of reason? What is the middle line? Is it something in between that I agree to this process to be in this and to be in that? What is the work in the middle line? Rav, middle line is the average between the qualities of the Creator and my own qualities, that I can perceive the qualities of the Creator upon my qualities and go accordingly. That's it. That is some kind of concession that I'm not able to be like the qualities of the Creator that I see, and I don't want to be like my own qualities. That's how one advances, only in the middle line. And this is in the meantime. All these definitions will change, and each one will get a great volume. That's how it is in the meantime, so that we'll be able to have some kind of grasp on it. Then we fall, we forget about it, it changes. But for now, to make an effort to be in it. PT 29. Good morning. Can we say that working in the middle line is don't do to others what you don't want to be done to you, and working in the left line is love thy friend? Rav, let's say that it's so. Okay. Tel Aviv.
Shomim Shalom.
Ken Chel Avir.
Can you hear? Yes. Question. What is the connection between what we heard now to the previous excerpt? What is one who is circumcised in the work? Rav. Well, you know, just reading the title, here it was a short excerpt. Before it was a full article. But you reach a state that it completely washes you and brings you a new state. That's what a flood is called. Yep, we'll still feel it upon ourselves. Let's see, Asia. Asia.
Good morning, Rav. This is a question from our friend Ryan from the Zen. Mm-hmm. How do we balance between exertion and constantly nagging to the Creator in a prayer?
No, it's good to constantly nag the Creator, to be in contact with the Creator all the time. That's a must. And I wish that we would be in connection with the Creator. And to that connection with the Creator, we'll tie all of the reality as we know it. Everything. Because all in all, the fact that you're tying all of reality to the Creator, then by that, you're bringing the world back to the center of its force, the one that governs it. Okay? Moscow.
Dear Rav, you said that the will to receive. Nevertheless, becomes similar, the quality of bestowal, resembles the quality of bestowal. How, when it happens to him, how can a person not make any mistakes in his feeling and understanding?
It doesn't matter if he's wrong or not wrong. It matters to what extent he is searching and what he gets in the end. That is, that doesn't depend on him. A person is going through milestones of development, and to the extent he wants to advance, that determines the pace of his development. But he cannot deviate.
In the second paragraph in the excerpt, it says that you cannot go above reason. Before reason appears within him and show him how he looks within reason. Is that the recognition of evil?
Yes, of course. By exerting to go above reason, then I begin to recognize my reason, which in that I have recognition of evil. Yes? Mach 2.
Thank you, Rav. Faith above reason, to rise to that, we must have two lines, left and right. The source of the right is the group. What about the source of the left, the origin of that, should we work with it? Does it come automatically?
As much as possible to work in the middle line, in the right line. Moscow 7.
No, it's a question about a friend who cannot ask right now. He's asking, the work to come out of yourself towards the other, does it need to be a work with the friends and a mutual kind of work, or you can work with any person in the world?
No, it needs to be work with a friend who wants the same as you do. That's why it's called the friend, chaver, that you connect with him, and together you help each other in order to each one see each other, and by that to come out of oneself. Italy 4.
Ask again.
Perché la linea di mezzo è chiamata?
Why the middle line is called peace?
Middle line is called shalom, peace, because it combines, it merges right and left and makes peace within them, between the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created being, that completes these and those together.
And
this is the only way we can advance. That's the only way we can grow. That we have something of ours and something of the Creator, and by that, we constantly suit ourselves and the qualities of the Creator together. And this state is called peace. Peace is from the word shlemut, wholeness in Hebrew.
Talk to us about feeling the friends, or that form of this vibration, I guess. The question is, if in order to work in the middle line, do we have to feel the friends?
To try and feel the friends is necessary to come out of oneself and to reach spirituality. Otherwise, you will not reach spirituality. You need to feel something that is outside of you, other than you. And here, the friends can give you this foundation of what exists outside of you. Otherwise, no.
Almata.
Скажите, вот тут в статье написано. In the article it says that we have to merge the two lines, combine them. And for me, for now, it feels like I'm either in the one line or the other. How can I merge it correctly?
You're right. We're right, it is this way in the meanwhile, but then we'll be able to combine left, right, right, left, in the middle. It will come. In the meantime, let's just talk about it. I'm seeing that somehow we begin to taste. And I'm very happy that you're perceiving this, because the first grasp here is the most difficult one. And if we begin to already perceive it in some way, in emotion, in sensation, something, then by that we already start climbing to spirituality. And by that we'll start feeling the opening of a new world.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. I heard you say that the work in the left line is to have an attitude of gratefulness about everything that comes from the right line. Is this the only thing that's necessary? Is this healthy attitude towards everything that the Creator gives us? And if so, how do we keep this? How do we keep this good attitude?
This is only by building new discernments and new discernments along the way. Even when they disappear in order to bring us greater coarseness, to drop us deeper, lower, so from that we could rise to a higher degree. That's how it works. That's why we have ascents and descents. The descents are the storehouse of our ego, and the ascents is Dvekut, connection with the Creator. So we're constantly either in this or in that. And we keep collecting, keep adding impressions, negative, positive, positive, negative. But it all remains for us. It's like the one who takes out money from the king's treasury with a little box, and they pour it out. He takes out some more, they pour it out. But when it's done, it all belongs to him. Okay, we seemingly finished with everyone except for PT21, who is there.
A question from a friend in the 10. Even if I exert to come out of myself, I still stay in that same egoistic field. Is there anything else to do other than demand of the Creator to change our attitude one towards the other?
Yes, ultimately that's what's left for us to do, but we are advancing. I see that after a few days of confusion today, you see a good result. Yep.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2. Hello again, Rav. You now answered a friend about going out to the friends. My question is criticism on them, is that considered coming out of myself?
Criticism on them, I can do it, I can criticize them, but it's all in order to just a little bit see how much I did not come out of myself. Since had I come out of myself, I would see everyone as perfect. There's nothing to say. Everything is so good and beautiful that there's nothing more to say. It's all the Creator who is in everyone but me.
So I'll have criticism, then I'll reach understanding of what you said, and then it will all fall into place?
Yeah, without criticism, without falling, without a descent, you cannot make those discernments, but we have to, you have to be with the support of everyone. The best support is if you have a group that you must teach, let's say, or a certain obligation in our society, and you're committed to them. That brings you back forcefully to the spiritual work, the inner work, and you must do it. This is very important help.
BBUK.
BBUK.
Ken.
Нету никаких точных ощущений, но есть как будто память какая-то, что.
There's no precise feelings. Turns out that I can't rise, I only fall. How to use the group correctly? in order to not wait? Or does there need to be something else in this process?
To annul towards the group, but annul, not that you just distance yourself from them. You're inside of them, and you annul towards everything there is in them. This is the action that will advance you. It's extremely beneficial. You don't feel it right away, you don't understand, but that's what you need. Волга.
Подскажите, пожалуйста, вот между двумя этими ощущениями, когда я чувствую только себя.
Please tell us, between these two sensations, one that I feel only myself, and then I begin to feel the friends as I feel myself. Is there an intermediate state?
There are many states we have to go through. It's not the time to talk about it, but that's what has to be. I'm asking you, again, like in the beginning of the lesson today, try to see if you have any idea of how to propose the world, how to advance. The world is in an extremely fragile state. Doesn't know what to do with itself. They say there are more than a billion people unemployed, maybe close to 2. That we are in a state where, for the time being, we have what to live from, but it's slowly running out. And what will be the fate of money, food, clothing? What will happen with us? We are in a state where the total helplessness will be revealed, our inability to function correctly. What kind of practical actions can we offer the world to reach a unified system, an integral system that where each part is helping all the others? How can we bring the world closer to its corrected state, but in a way that appears logical, as this is the only thing we have to do, no other way. In the world that is now seeing a general blow to all 8 billion people, a general collective blow is becoming apparent, since if we fail to pull the world towards connection and integrality, there can be an explosion. There will be many unhappy people, so unhappy that because they will lack food and other things. So how can we use this state on the one hand that the Creator is arranging, and on the other hand, to be exactly his messengers to humanity in such a sensitive time? Let's go to the Pticha.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.
I know one. One is the earth we all live on.
One is the earth that we all live on.
Who knows one? I know one. One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
One is a pulse like
like the beat of a drum. Who knows one? I know one. One is the game that we've already won.
One is the game that we've already won.
There's a special place in my heart. Shines from above,
guided by a force that shines from above.
Who knows one? I know one. One is the love that connects everyone.
One is the love that connects everyone.
Who knows one? I know one. One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
There's a special place in my heart.
Eternal love.